Welcome to Daf Yomi Yerushalmi. We're holding in Moed Katan, Daf Base, and the Ois V'Hodor edition, Perek Rishon, in the middle of Halacha Aleph. We're starting Daf Aleph Amud Base, and the two dots, seven lines from the bottom. Zok to Gemara, Rav Yirmiyahu Boy, Mei Tamtziyos Shloi Posku Mahem. Mei Tamtziyos is water that's coming from the mountains. They pour from the mountains after the rain, and they go down into a pit. Now, once the water stops flowing from the mountain, then it's clearly mei boiros. We mentioned in the Mishnah, you're not allowed to go and water the field in the moyet. But while the flow is still going, you still have water coming, flowing from the mountain down to the pit, does it have a different din? You could come and use that water to water the field in chol hamoed. That's what it means, mei tamtziyos shloi posku. They didn't stop. The flow is still going. Now, the next few lines of the Gemara, Reb Chaim tries to come and explain it based on a current girsa. And Reb Chaim struggles with it and says there's many kashas on the Gemara. And therefore, he changes the girsa. We're going to use the new girsa of Reb Chaim in the next few lines of the Gemara. So it says the Gemara, let's learn from the following. Eluhem metemtzios. This is a braiso from Tosefta of Meseches Mikvos, where the Braisa comes and discusses the different types of mikvahs that you have, and each one, what can you do with it? So says the Braisa, Koz man shakshomim yordim, ve'orim boitzim, while the rain is coming down, and the water is flowing from the mountain, then here's where the Gersa changes, ha'reim kimei mayon. Meaning as long as it's raining, so then it doesn't have a din of mei tamtziyos. It's called mei mayon. It's like a regular river of water. It's a flow of water. It's the river of water and has a din of a mayon. Posku akshamim, once rain stopped coming down, avapi shahorim boitasim, although there is a flow of water coming from the mountain, it doesn't have a din of mayon anymore. Hareyem kimei tamtziyos. Once the water stops flowing from the mountain, then it's called pit water. It's standing water. Until when, according to this girso, until when do you consider it to be shomim yordim and have a din of a mayon? Meaning that the water is spreading out because of the rain that comes into it. The rain comes in and it spreads. Continues the Gemara based on Daleh. Reb Lozo Reb Yosi b'Shem Tanchu Reb Chiyo Ad Kedei She'asu Kiraglei Ha'avaz. When the rain drips into the water, so it makes some kind of a splash that has a design of the legs of a goose. Reb Yirmiyahu Boyi Porcho Chavoris V'Loi Posku. Meaning, we're talking about the chavoris, which is that drip of water that comes into the area where the water gathers. It did not stop, but it was in between, meaning there's drops coming in. There's a few drops, and there's a little break, and then the drops continue. Lemafreyahu nasa kimayon o mikam velabo. Meaning, what happens between the dripping? Do we say that once it stopped dripping again, so this water the entire time was considered to be a mayon? Or, when the drip is there, is the mayon? Before that, it's not a mayon. So says the Gemara, Leidam Milos, what's the nafkamin if it's a mayon or not? Hidbil boi machotim v'tzinoiris. To go and put in there small metal utensils, like needles. Putting into the water, it doesn't have in that area arboim seyo. If it's a mayon, the din of a mayon is that you can use it as a mikvah for small items, even without arboim seyo. If it's not a mayon, you cannot use it for a mikvah. So in Tamilim Afreo Nasa Mayon, if you want to tell me it was a Mayon the entire time, Toru, it becomes Tor. In Tamilim Kamalabo, Loi Toru, here's the Nafkamino. And the Gemara does not answer this question that Yushalmi does many times. Rabbi Lozo Babiyasi Shol, he asked the following. Rabbi Lozo Babiyasi Shol, he asked, Eilin Ag Targatia, which means small pits, which are not very deep, Mat Ovin Loin, how do you treat it? Because we learned in the Mishnah that mei kiloin, which is very deep pits, you can't use. Is this considered to be kimei kiloin? Or ainum kimei kiloin? Maybe it's not kimei kiloin because it's not so deep. Breichos shenismalas min ha-mayon v'yifsika mayon mitoicho. Ma'u lashkos imeno. You have a mayon, you have a spring of water, you have a river that goes into a breicho, some kind of a pool, and the mayon stopped. But the pool originally came from the mayon. Can you come and water the field with this water? Or is this considered to be like the mei kiloin? says the one Ishmaelim and Adol, let's learn from the following. It says you can't use Mikshaim Mikiloin, that's what we learned in our Mishnah, to come and water the field. Modern Kai, what are we talking about? Imushoshak Shom Yordim, talking when it's actually raining, follow Kimushkim Liamagodolim. It's considered to be connected to Yamagodol. It's not going to be different than a Horim Boitz, it seemed, than the water flowing from the mountain that we said it's okay. Ela Kinan Kaim, we're talking about Bishosha Poskuk Shomim. The Kshomim stopped. So it says the Gemara, Bishosha Poskuk Shomim, if the rain stopped, like a brechosh and his smallest mina mayon, fevsik a mayon mitoichohi, isn't that exactly like the river going into a pool and then the river stops? So you have the flow, but the flow stops. You said you're not allowed to use Mikshomim. Hadom, oh, this teaches you. You have a pool filled up with a mayon, and the river stopped, or the flow of water from the spring stopped. Then you can't come and use it to water this field. Meaning there was a pool, a pit for Mikiloin, and now it connected to a river. Can I come and use it to water the field? And he will, or we choishesh that the water for the mine will stop, and he's going to continue using the mekilin. Nishrein we'll learn for the following. So there based ashlochim she toifol le toich sode based ashlochim acheres mashkim imeno. If you have two fields, two based ashlochim, and the top field has a mayon, and water is dripping from the top field to the bottom field, you could go and use this water to water the field. It's still dripping from the top field to the bottom field. If it stopped the drip, you can use it. Meaning this drip that's coming from the top field, that's not what's allowing the water to water the entire field. You're using now the pool that was created to water the bottom field. So meaning you have now enough water. With this water, you're going and watering the field. You see, you can still use it. Meaning, even though right now it's a pit, and the pit has water in it, and it looks like a mekiloin, as long as there's some connection to something which is a flow of water, it's good. It gives the hechsher to use this water to come and be mashke the field. V'tanishmul, can you say a brayso like this? Ha'poiskim v'abrecho, meaning it's a place where you have water for the field. Shemilum koydim l'regel, le'ashkem e'em b'regel. You can use this water in the regel, because it's considered to be standing, it's like mekilun. Imoyso ha'masamayim v'es b'neem, but if you have ha'masamayim, which is the channel of water going between them, mashkem e'em v'einonim, you can use it. So you see, as long as you have a flow, you can use the standing water. The Gemara continues to quote the Mishnah, "Hey, noisim ugiyos akfonim." We're not allowed to make these circles around the vines that has water in it. So then, "Elu mugiyos, elu hem habadidim shibikarei eloinos." It's what is brought down another Mishnah called bedidim. Bedidim is that circles around the trees. Kai de tenita. When, as we said there, yad habadid arbo. It's a Mishnah Maseches Kelim. There's a kli, a circle or kli, which is called a body. Why is it called a body? Because it's similar to the pits around the trees. And it says that the handle of the kli, as long as it's the size of our bod fachim, it's considered to be part of the kli. But here you see this, that this circle is called a body. Continuing that base, amud base, we're holding an aloha base, as okta mishnah. These are the channels of water that go around the field. You're not allowed to make them. You're starting doing them in the Cholamoyed or Shmito. He says that Shmito, you could do it. If it broke, you can fix it in the Cholamoyed. Whatever is the Rishus Rabim, if there's water there, you can come and fix it. Or you also clean them up. As we'll see in the Gemara, wherever it belongs to the Rabbi, you could do in Chol HaMoed. Umisagis HaDrochim, the ways, v'sarichoivers, the streets, v'smikvois, hamayim, the pools of water, v'oisim kol tzorki Rabbi. Whatever tzorki Rabbi, you could do in Chol HaMoed. Umitzayim al-kvaris, you come and do tziyun, you come and point out where the kvaris are so people will not get tameh there. V'yoytzim aval-kilayim. They go to check the fields to make sure that there's no kilayim growing in the fields, and if there is, they have to come and remove them. Says the Gemara Tama Taninon, we learned over there, it's Maseches Shvi'is, referring to going and doing a stack of fertilizers. So a person wants to come and store the fertilizer. But the problem is, if he's going to put it in the field, it's going to look like he's going to use it for the field. So the Mishnah there says, that you can only do it after or even a very stop. Meaning once people stop fertilizing their fields, that's when you can do it. Because then it's clear he's doing it for storage purposes and not to come and fertilize the field. And it says if he already has a little bit of a storage, he can come and add to it. So continues the Mishnah. You have to either dig deep three, make it a higher place of three, or put it on a rack to show he's not doing for the field. There's two ways how to explain this Mishnah. Way number one is, he has a little bit of the fertilizer in his house. Wants to put it to store it in his field. He could go and add to it when people stop fertilizing the field. Without the limitations we said before, Blaz Mazai says it's usher. My time with the Blaz Mazai, what's his reasoning? Because maybe he will not find more fertilizer. And then he's going to have only this little bit in the field, and this will be very beneficial for the field. So that's why he can't do it. This goes like a sheet of Rabbi Yosef. It's not common to have zevel. So you have to be choishesh that maybe zevel will not be there to come and add to the small amount that he's putting in the field. Rabbi is talking regarding ribis. The thing in ribis is a person lends someone money, says, give me back fruits. If the fruits are not motzui, they're not there commonly, you can't come and do it because maybe it's going to get more expensive and it's considered to be ribis. He's giving back more than the money that he lent. But if the fruits are available right now, so you can be poisek on the payers. So the question is, can you be poisek on the fertilizer, on the zevel? Rabbi says you can't because it's not motzui. Apostle Chur, there's another way to explain the Mishnah. Bishaya Lord of a Mimuot, we're going to use Rav Chaim, Betoich Sadeyu. He has some fertilizer in the field already, Be'er Shvis. Fumivakesh Lehoisi, Fletoich Sadeyu Shvis. He wants to add to it on Shemitah. Her is a Moisi Vahilat, Mishifosu Oyveraviru. So Tanakama says, you can add to it, as long as the Oyveraviru stop fertilizing the field, he can do it. Blazmanazai says, you can't. Matama de Blazmanazai, why is Blazmanazai saying no according to this Girso? Shemaloim Tzazevel, Menim Tzazevel, Mizabuz, or Samakim. Same idea that maybe he won't find more fertilizer in the mizabu that place. Some of loik for a mizubu bereshvis. What do you mean? There's already fertilizer there, so there's no point in adding more. Rav Yimri Aboyim Bachia b'shem Rabbi Bo by Memel pim Maris Ayn at sheyoytzes mishpolis kachas. So he says because Maris Ayn, as the mishpolis is, this is the amount you're allowed to take out in order for it to look like storage. When a person takes the amount called Esther mishpolis, which that's a very large amount. And that's the amount people use for storage. That's what you're allowed to put in the field. If he does it in one shot, everybody knows he's doing it for storage purposes. But if he's taking only a little bit, people will think, Marisain, that he's coming to do it to fertilize his field, even though his field already has fertilizer, but maybe he's putting it in a different area. So that's why, according to Abelazar Azariah, it's a Esther. And that's the difference between the first gear, so the first explanation, and the second one. The first explanation is, he didn't have zevel in the field. He had zevel in his house. He wants to take it out. So Blazer Isaiah says, because it looks like he's fertilizing his field. But if there was fertilizer in the field, there's no issue. According to the second gear, so even if you have fertilizer in the field, there's still an issue because of Maris Ayin. Says the Gemara of Elis, so Rabbonin, pretty Maris Ayin. What about Rabbonin? They don't hold Maris Ayin? Homer of Idi, the Chutro, that's the name, he came from this place called Chutro, Soloi umagrefo mochichim olof shuhoi seashpo. The Salam Agrefa, the basket and the shovel that he uses to come and take the dirt to fertilize with him, that shows he's not doing to fertilize the field. When you fertilize the field, you use different vessels to come and fertilize the field. The Salam Agrefa is what you use when you're storing fertilizer for a different time. So this is what takes away the Maris Ayin. The fact he has these Kalim, that shows to everybody he's doing for the purpose of storage and not for the purpose to fertilize his field. So this is all a quote of a sugyo Maseches Shviz, and the Gemara in the next daf is going to come and connect this sugyo to our Mishnah here in Moed Katan. With this, we conclude Yerushalayim Moed Katan daf base.